Hello, I'm Mike Horace with your WCMU Morning News Roundup for Wednesday, December 30th. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has signed a COVID-19 relief bill, but there's a partisan split over what the bill and what the governor's line item vetoes means for unemployment insurance in Michigan. Abigail Sinsky reports.
The bill includes $55 million for small businesses and $45 million in direct payments to workers who are laid off because of the coronavirus. The governor says she also signed an extension of unemployment benefits, but Republican leaders in the state legislature disagree. They argue a bill they passed during the lame duck session attached the extension to the $220 million Whitmer vetoed from the Unemployment Insurance Trust Fund.
It does not jeopardize a single resource that is dedicated toward helping our unemployed. And anyone who tells you that just isn't being honest about what that really was all about.
Whitmer calls the deposit a tax break for big businesses, shunting money from taxpayers to pay for the unemployment benefits. In Lansing, I'm Abigail Sensky.
Hospitals and healthcare officials in northern Michigan say they are moving quickly to vaccinate eligible healthcare workers against COVID-19. At a press conference yesterday, Munson Healthcare's chief medical officer, Christine Nefsey, announced that they vaccinated or scheduled vaccinations for roughly half of their eligible staff. Nefsey says people should still adhere to COVID guidelines.
You know, we had, I think, good adherence to the recommendations around Thanksgiving, and we're hoping that the same holds true and that we continue at kind of this manageable level.
Nefsey says across the hospital system, they vaccinated close to 4,000 people. The Great Lakes shipping industry felt the economic squeeze of the pandemic this year. American shipping companies on the Great Lakes transport mostly iron ore and limestone. Cargo totals for both were way down when compared to last year. Bruce Burrows is the president of the Maritime Chamber of Commerce. He says an unexpected silver lining to the shipping season is a strong demand for grain products.
People are at home eating, macaroni and cheese. That's been very helpful for us, but still hasn't compensated for the loss in those other areas I mentioned.
He says demand for iron ore and other key commodities is down at ports across the St. Lawrence Seaway. The Michigan Supreme Court won't hear the case challenging the Secretary of State's decision to mail absentee ballot applications to voters. Lester Graham reports.
Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson mass-mailed the applications to registered voters across the state. A Highland Park activist, Robert Davis, sued because he was concerned the unsolicited applications were unlawful and candidates could challenge votes because of that. In August, the Court of Claims ruled the mailings were legal. The Court of Appeals confirmed that ruling in September. Now, the Supreme Court has declined to hear the lawsuit. It was turned down by a 6-1 majority. Supreme Court Justice David Viviano felt the case should be reviewed to determine whether the Secretary of State had the legal authority to mail millions of applications for absentee ballots to voters who did not request them. I'm Lester Graham.
Walgreens and CVS will administer Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine to residents and staff at Michigan's long-term care facilities in the coming weeks. The state health department says around 5,300 Michigan facilities have enrolled in the federal program. The pharmacies will set up 3 vaccination clinics at each enrolled site over a 12-week period. Brenda Kretschmer is the CEO of the Tuscola County Medical Care Facility. She says her staff of 350 is divided over the vaccine.
A lot of people have said, well, I don't think I'll get it with the first clinic, but I'll probably get it with the second. Like, they want to make sure that I don't fall over dead first.
Kretschmer says she'll be one of the first in line to get the shot. She expects CVS to set up its first clinic at the nursing home in early January. And that is your morning news roundup from WCMU. I'm Mike Horace. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk again tomorrow.